Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, hello there and welcome. Great guest today, Dr. Tom Levy, will be with us after this first segment. And he is always a delight. I wanted to point out that the newsletter blog last week was a follow-up to the Sherry Rogers interview, which for a lot of people was probably a little bit, maybe too much information, but at least a bit on the technical side if you're sort of new to all of this natural approach. And I ended up having to break it into two parts, so I did part one last week, and then this week will be part two. And she talked about how drugs work and why there are side effects. And she pointed out that there were thousands of documented deaths during the testing period of Pfizer's COVID vaccine, which ties to a news item this week that Pfizer hired more than 600 people to process vaccine injury reports and was planning to hire another 600 full-time employees to process these adverse event reports. So what's remarkable about that is that in the past, if a vaccine had 25 deaths, it was canceled. It wasn't approved, but something different going on this time. And Dr. Rogers talked about the drugs used for treating COVID and what the effects of those are, why they work, what they're made out of. Talked a little bit about the new variant and the fact that Americans are the most ideally set up to have COVID and to not do well with it. So we need to find out what those variables are and fix them. Watching the Masters golf tournament, didn't see all of it, of course, but I watched just enough of it, and it made me remember that we think of golf as just like a relaxing thing because so many amateurs do it for just a leisure time activity, but those are athletes. I mean, and you don't have to be looking at Tiger Woods to realize that. If they're any good at all, they have to have energy, endurance, muscle strength, a strong immune system, a positive mental attitude, be able to concentrate, have good eye-hand coordination, joint flexibility. They have to be able to repair quickly and have a high level of pain tolerance. The fact that Tiger Woods was able to walk that hilly course is something of a miracle in itself. One other thing in the news, whenever there is a shooting such as the one in the subway in Brooklyn, they come up with theories about what it might be, and sometimes it's a disgruntled employee, which made me think, have I ever heard about anybody being gruntled? Disgruntled is the opposite, and I looked it up, and being gruntled is happy, satisfied, pleasurable. So be gruntled and join us after the break for Dr. Tom Levy.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of hbnshow.com. Again, that's the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
And welcome, my guest. I'm just delighted that we have Thomas E. Levy, MD, with us. He is a board-certified cardiologist, a bar-certified attorney, and the author of a dozen important, in fact, groundbreaking books. Dr. Levy is one of the world's leading vitamin C experts, and he wrote Curing the Uncurable, Vitamin C, Infectious Diseases, and Toxins. It's now in its third edition. He's the founder of the Future Medicine Foundation, was recently inducted into the Orthomolecular Medicine Hall of Fame. And we covered this on a previous show, but orthomolecular type is medicine understands the power of the body to heal if you give it the nutrients it needs. And if I got that wrong, Dr. Levy will correct me when we get to him here in a minute. During the pandemic, Dr. Levy kindly told us how to prevent and treat the disease by nebulizing hydrogen peroxide. We'll get a little bit on that, and we'll talk about two of his other books, Magnesium, Reversing Disease, and another blockbuster, Death by Calcium, Proof of the Toxic Effects of Dairy and Calcium Supplements. Thanks for being with us today, Dr. Levy.
As always, my pleasure, Marty.
Well, you said that there might be something a little bit new on chronic or long-term COVID, and I was reminded of that when I came to the studio this morning. Somebody stopped me on the way in and said that they had the disease like a year ago, but she looked like she was about to fall asleep, and she said she doesn't sleep well, and she's just drug out, tired all day, has pains in weird places, and so on. I don't know how typical that is of chronic COVID, but tell us what's up in that department.
Well, I'd say it's very typical. And what's even more distressing, if you will, and I get feedback from patients around the world. I recently got an email from someone who admittedly said I had a very mild case of COVID, but I've never got over it, you know, and I've been just having the symptoms that you talked about for months now. And understandably, people like that are starting to get a little desperate, like, am I ever going to get my health back again?
Yeah, brain fog was another.
Brain fog too. And I can't say this is the entirety of it. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, because we accumulate and discover more information on this on a regular basis by some of the honest researchers around the world. But it appears that chronic COVID simply means you've never eradicated the virus. Okay, you've knocked out the high titer of virus, giving you the acute illness, but you're maintaining low-grade chronic viruses. And of course, we have many viruses that become chronic on us. We have HIV, we have hepatitis, we have Epstein-Barr. All of these are viruses that never get eradicated from your body and can give you long-term chronic problems. And I would submit to you and to people listening that this is what's going on with chronic COVID. Also, in all likelihood, what's going on with people suffering from chronic side effects post-vaccination, of which there's a substantial number. There's a lot of dispute over how much or to what degree, but there's no question that it occurs. And my recommendations and what I see are the best is if you just tough out a virus infection like COVID, But you never take a specific virus eradicating measure, you substantially increase your chances of going into a chronic state. And what I mean by eradicate, I mean a powerful biooxidative therapy. And these are vitamin C, hydrogen peroxide, ozone therapies, ultraviolet blood irradiation, and even hyperbaric oxygen therapy. All of these have been well documented to completely eradicate viruses when done correctly. The other thing that's causing a problem is even if you knock out the virus, it's unclear whether or not the spike protein persists. And much of the same thing that I said, the biooxidative therapies, appear when you do them diligently to knock this out, or at least knock it down. I say knock it down because we still don't know 6 months, a year, year and a half, 2 years from now, whether or not something can flare up again. We just haven't had this thing around long enough. And finally, in addition to knocking it out, one of the most important things, in my opinion, for long-term health in minimizing or eradicating the long-term problems with COVID or post-vaccine problems is to take supplemental natural thrombolytic agents, agents that break up blood clots. These are natokinase, lumbrokinase, and serrapeptase. They're all extremely safe agents. Natokinase comes from the fermented soy products that the Asian populations have been eating for centuries. There's nothing safer. But I think a lot of us believe that if we're no longer clotting blood, we're breaking up all the clots that we made. And that's simply not true. A lot of the clots stay around and cause more problems as time goes on, and they need a specific eradication therapy as well. So things are evolving, and that's sort of where I think we stand right now on chronic COVID and post-COVID vaccine problems.
Well, if this, as is suspected by many, the spike protein itself is what is causing the clotting problems, and if that persists, whether we're talking about from having the disease or having the vaccines that cause the body to make more spike protein, it makes sense that we might have persistent clotting. And natokinase, I will put in the newsletter this week on the updates, I'll put a summary of these things and some links where you can go to find them. But natokinase, I remember in Japan being exposed to natto, and they eat it for breakfast. I couldn't get within 2 feet of it. It smells so bad. But the enzyme that's in it is very powerful, and that's something that Bill Sardi had recommended that people take after the, as one of the things along with resveratrol, after getting the vaccine to head off problems, and it makes perfect sense, and I appreciate your giving us that.
Well, fortunately, just taking a capsule or two of natokinase appears to give you all the benefits without having to ethnically adopt a completely different eating habit that you haven't grown up with.
Yes. Although I think just in general, if Americans realize that there was more options for breakfast that aren't on the IHOP menu, we'd be better off. Because we tend to gravitate toward things that are very high in refined carbohydrates and sugars. And it's not true in the rest of the world. It's surprising what passes for breakfast.
Yes.
I want to turn to your book, and people who weren't familiar with it before and heard me read the title Death by Calcium probably were a little shocked. I'd like to start by asking, what led you into looking into that? Was it simply the fact that the FDA was recommending it? That's usually reason enough.
Oh, close to 30 years ago now, Dr. Hal Huggins in Colorado Springs pretty much introduced me to the toxicity of calcium and showed me that some of his sickest patients, he was doing a lot of hair analysis at the time, had very high levels of calcium in the hair analysis, and that when you took measures to mobilize the calcium, it literally took years for those levels to come down out of the hair. Now, I didn't have really any idea about mechanisms or anything like that at the time, but it always stuck with me that a lot of calcium was not good. Obviously, calcium is essential to health, but that doesn't mean, like everything else, it can't be overdone. There's probably not a substance in nature at all, except perhaps ironically vitamin C, where there's always a toxicity above a certain level of intake. And that's the case with calcium. You absolutely need calcium and low levels for life. And above a certain level, along with things like iron and copper, they're absolutely required for the mechanisms needed to cause disease and cell death. Literally, every cell that's involved in the disease process has elevated levels of calcium inside the cells. It's absolutely not possible to have a sick cell, shall we call it, with normal levels of calcium inside it. So calcium is a powerful disease oxidation promoting agent. It doesn't directly oxidize, but it promotes the environment where oxidation takes place. And I think, as we've discussed in the past, excess oxidation of critical biomolecules is really the essence of all medical conditions and disease processes.
And oxidation is essentially rusting, like an iron bar left out in the elements will rust.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the loss of electrons. Oxidation takes electrons away from molecules and puts them in a state where they no longer have their normal physiologic function. And they never get that function back until you come along with an antioxidant, electron donating agent, that can then repair the molecule. It's incredibly elegantly simple.
And very basic, and something that we will probably come back to occasionally, because it is the foundation for so much of what we know about nutrition and disease. And I have always thought it was interesting that reportedly Americans have a higher calcium intake through dairy and supplements than anywhere else on the planet, and they have the highest incidence of osteoporosis. So obviously something missing in that equation.
Yes, we've been brainwashed enormously about the benefit of dairy products. A small amount is fine, but a substantial amount is just the opposite.
Well, please don't take off on butter.
No, actually, I don't. Butter is fine, believe it or not.
Okay, excellent. Well, calcium's the evil twin of calcium and magnesium. We'll get to magnesium when we come back, because that's some real happy news of all the things that magnesium does for us and the fact that we aren't getting enough of it, and we'll talk about how to do better on that count. My guest is Thomas Levy, MD, JD. And I'm Marty Whittaker. This is the Healthy by Nature Show. Please stay tuned.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittaker, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave. But most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing wastes from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, Alozorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest, Thomas E. Levy, MD, is the author of a great number of wonderful books, which he researches just in unbelievable depth so that it's everything that he says is backed up by the science. And one of the books you can get for free, an e-version of it called Rapid Virus Recovery. And since we've been talking about the need for getting more oxygen as part of getting rid of the after effects of either the vaccine or the COVID is something you'll want to do. I have, in the notes for today's show in the archives, I have put a link to his website, but he's also authorized me to give out his email address, and he will respond with a little package of information that's very useful. The email address is T as in Tom, E, Levy, L-E-V-Y, M-D, @yahoo.com. I will also put that in the notes from today's show in the archives so that if you aren't where you can write it down now, you'll be able to get it. Well, Dr. Levy, in the previous segment, we talked about the problems with overdoing calcium and having it accumulate so that it gets into the cells and fosters oxidation, and which ultimately breaks down the integrity of the cell. And one of the let's talk a little bit about why calcium builds up. Let's say we don't take supplements, we're not going out of our way to get calcium, and we only eat just a normal amount of dairy products. Why would calcium build up in the body?
Well, calcium builds up in the body because we take in abnormal amounts of it through diet and supplementation, combined with the fact that the common disease of aging, especially in older women, osteoporosis, releases a large amount of calcium from the bones. Literally 99% or so of the calcium content of the body in a normal body is in the bones. So as the bones deteriorate, they release a lot of calcium, but all of the calcium does not get excreted. A lot of it accumulates in the tissues, and where the concentration gets high enough, you start forming calcium deposits. Wherever you see calcified arteries and different cancers developing, they're almost always associated with abnormal calcification. So it's a process that should be avoided at all costs. Now, what the dairy industry does is they say, well, your bones are low in calcium, which is technically true, but doesn't mean that's how you treat them. Your bones are low in calcium, therefore you have a calcium deficiency in your body. Absolutely wrong. As I just said, the bones give up the calcium. Some gets excreted, but the rest gets deposited throughout the body. So in terms of what calcium intake is going to do for you, you have a calcium excess in your body, at least a calcium excess in areas where you don't want calcium, which is in just about all the other tissues except the bone. Now, you combine that with the fact, I say fact because the literature is well documented in the book, calcium supplementation does not improve osteoporosis, period. They have combined studies, interestingly enough, where they give calcium plus vitamin D and show an improvement, and they say, therefore, calcium helps. Well, it's not calcium that helps, it's the vitamin D that helps, but for some reason, the researchers want to call taking calcium plus vitamin D as just calcium supplementation, which of course is scientifically ludicrous. So just as you talked about oxidation and burning and a fire, that's essentially what happens in the bones. You literally have an oxidant fire that destroys the bony structure, but just like smoke coming out of a campfire, the calcium is in the smoke, and you can't use that smoke to reconstruct wood. You can't use calcium to reconstruct good bone. Good bone requires a whole host of things, the only one of which is calcium, and taking incredibly non-physiological, astronomical amounts of calcium in terms of supplementation and huge amounts in dairy is going to cause nothing but problems.
Well, long, long ago, I was very suspicious when the FDA kept saying, well, no, you should supplement with calcium because they basically hate supplements of all kinds, so it was already kind of not ringing true. But 1,000 a day, oh, no, maybe it should be 1,200, maybe it should be 1,500. It was obvious that they were barking up the wrong tree, and they never mentioned magnesium or any of the other things it takes to make bone, the manganese, the zinc, the boron, and the vitamin D and so on. Now they sort of like vitamin D, but they're missing the point. And what about vitamin K2?
Vitamin K2 is critical to building new bone and suppressing abnormal calcification outside of the bones. Really, and I put this in the book, the top four agents, all natural, for not only slowing the rate of osteoporosis, but in some individuals who dose correctly, you could get some reversal of osteoporosis and some improvement in bone strength. And that's magnesium, like you said, vitamin C, vitamin D, and vitamin K2. All four of those supplements, when taken by themselves, Marty, just each one taken by itself, has been shown to decrease your chances of death from everything. It decreases what's called all-cause mortality. Now, how significant is a supplement that can decrease your chance of dying from everything? And the reason that's significant, too, is it directly indicates that it's mitigating or altering or improving the metabolic profile inside every cell inside your body, since it affects every potential cell, every potential disease process. It has to be affecting all the cells and not just targeting one group of cells. So this is why these supplements are so important. And there's really not a prescription drug that I know of that's truly useful for osteoporosis without having a whole host of bad side effects. Now, very critical, and it's discussed in the book as well, for osteoporosis and, of course, health in general, is to identify, address, and correct critical hormone deficiencies. And in both men and women, men testosterone and women estrogen, low levels of these hormones strongly promotes osteoporosis. And when you normalize those levels, once again, you decrease the chances of all-cause mortality. Two other critical ones in modulating this are thyroid hormone and cortisol. All of these things are very, very important in maintaining metabolic balance inside the cells and keeping us healthy.
I'd want to put in a backup plug on vitamin K2 because, as you say, it keeps calcium from going places it doesn't belong, like in the arteries. And now, as a cardiologist, you can speak to this, that one of the things your cardiologist wants to know is what's your calcium score? How much calcium is there clogging up your arteries and making them stiff? And that's calcium that probably should have been going into the bone.
Absolutely. And you bring up an interesting test, the coronary artery calcium score. That's literally where, using tomography, I believe, they actually identify areas where calcification, rock-like calcification, has taken place in your coronary arteries, and they manage to give it a numeric score to show you how severe it is. And for a long time, this test was used exclusively to give you an idea of what your chances were of developing a heart attack. And it's good at that. I mean, the higher your coronary calcium score, the more calcium you're depositing in your coronary artery, the higher your chance of a cardiac event and atherosclerosis and thrombosis and heart attack is going to be. But somewhere along the line came the realization that this not only correlated to death by heart problems, it correlated to death from anything. And that's because, remember what I just said about the importance of calcium in every cell in your body? Well, if you're accumulating large amounts of calcium inside your coronary artery, that's a sentinel indicator that you're really accumulating calcium in different areas throughout your body. And not surprisingly, in addition to showing that the higher your coronary artery calcium score is, the greater your chance of heart attack, they also showed that the higher your coronary artery calcium score is, the greater and higher is your chance of death from all causes.
Well, that's powerful information. And I know everybody knows somebody who has either osteoporosis or is trying to prevent it by gulping down calcium tablets. And I hope they will refer them to the archive of the show. And I'm very bad about putting things on Facebook, but I'm going to try to put this on and hope that it gets passed around because we can save some lives.
And let me say this, Marty. We don't have time on the program to go into all of this in detail, but I want people to realize, since we're also talking about heart problems, the primary cause of heart attack comes from the mouth. And in one of the downloads, if somebody sends me an email that I'll pass you along, it turns out that pretty close to 100% of heart attacks comes from the bacteria that are in your mouth that metastasize to the arteries of your heart and consume the vitamin C there and cause the atherosclerosis and the deposition of calcium that causes problems. So it's not just a matter of supplementation. If you're concerned about your heart, you need to see this book and get what's known as a 3D cone beam examination to make sure you don't have any pain-free but infected teeth causing problems throughout your body.
Yes, you have a terrific book on dental health as well. In the description of the show today, I will put links to some of those books, but you need to go to Dr. Levy's website or send him the email. I'll repeat that information when we come back. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged Garlic Extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Hello, Healthy by Nature fans. This is Doug Kaufman. You know, I've been a fan of Marty Whittakin's radio show for over a decade, and Marty's been a frequent guest on my television show called Know the Cause. Marty discusses issues and solutions from one perspective, and as many of you know, I have chosen the road less traveled, the road that teaches us about mold, mildew, and fungus, and the poisons that fungi make. The problem with fungus, however, is deeper because our doctors don't really learn much about it in medical training. Well, little skin problems, vaginal yeast, seborrheic dermatitis, but that's about it. They don't really understand this fungus can grow in the lungs and the kidney and the liver, even in our brains and on our skin. That's what I delve into on my TV show called Know the Cause. You can visit me on knowthecause.com, or if you have a question, twice a week now, I have a platform on my own website, Know the Cause, T-O-O. So many of you have questions about mold, mildew, and fungus. That's what Know the Cause 2 and the TV show Know the Cause are all about.
Like so many gifts, we may not fully appreciate eyesight until it starts to fade. The macula at the back of the eye provides high-resolution focus and color vision. Sadly, free radicals, also known as oxidants, often degenerate those delicate tissues. Blue light from video screens, LED lighting, and the sun are common sources of oxidant stress. Studies show that the plant antioxidants lutein and zeaxanthin specifically support macula health. Unfortunately, many products don't contain useful quantities of them. As you would expect, Duro's Macula Protective Factor supplement contains the serious levels of lutein and zeaxanthin that were used in the studies. Macula Protective Factors also contains the antioxidant astaxanthin, known to promote circulation and blood vessel health. Duro uses only the highest quality trademark sources of these three powerful antioxidants. Visit Jarrow.com, that's J-A-R-R-O-W, for the very best in eye health formulas. Ask for Macula Protective Factors at your favorite natural food store.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy be delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
Dr. Here's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest, Thomas E. Levy, L-E-V-Y, M-D, is my guest. He is a board-certified cardiologist and a bar-certified attorney, and that gives him a very scientific mind to back up everything that he says in his books. He does a very deep dive and gets all of the backup so that when he tells us something, we can take it to the bank. And we've been talking about his Death by Calcium book, but we've also mentioned his book on dental health and his book on curing the incurable about vitamin C. We'll have in the description of today's show, in the archives, in the notes, will be links to some of these books, but you really should go to his website and send him an email to get the materials that he has graciously offered to forward to our listeners. And I'll give that email address again at the end of the show. We have a short segment, so stay tuned for that. I've been a fan of magnesium for a very long time, and I did an article for our website, the hbnshow.com, that lists a lot of the things that magnesium does, but I know it's involved in over 300, maybe as many as 500 different processes in the body, so it's pretty important stuff. And you, the bottom line of what you wrote is that magnesium is the natural antidote for the root cause of all pathological damage from every disease and poisoning known to man. That's a pretty grand claim, but you found the proof.
Yeah, and that's because, as you mentioned, magnesium is the yin and the yang, the antidote, the physiological opposer to, I wouldn't say so much calcium function as excess calcium function. So when you have high calcium inside your cells, which you don't want, always means there's oxidative stress and disease in that cell, your magnesium level is low. And until you get your magnesium level up, there's really nothing else that's going to drive the calcium down. So we've talked about lots of different natural products and what they do, but wow, it's hard to imagine any supplement. And of course, this is coming from someone who's written a lot about vitamin C. It's hard to imagine any supplement being more important than magnesium, because nothing in your body works well without a normal amount of magnesium. A magnesium deficiency causes many diseases, and it makes all diseases worse. And the interesting thing about it is when you have a magnesium deficiency, which unfortunately most people do, due to the toxic environment in which we live, the only thing that will treat the magnesium deficiency, logically enough, is magnesium. And I say that because everybody knows that I've said about vitamin C and how important it is, and it is. But if you're going to compare the two, just for the sake of making a point, other antioxidants can very minimally, partially compensate for a vitamin C deficiency, minimally and partially. There's nothing that compensates for a magnesium deficiency and can take care of it other than magnesium. Obviously, a point aside, you want to be taking both magnesium and vitamin C and some of the other good supplements we've talked about. But it's very important to know that nothing picks up the slack on a magnesium deficiency other than magnesium.
Yeah, there are some substances the body can make, they can combine things. Can't do that with a mineral like magnesium or zinc, for that matter. But during the last 2 years, we have beaten the drum probably to ad nauseum about vitamin D, but vitamin D needs magnesium, and we can't miss that point.
No, that's true. And something we didn't emphasize earlier in the part of the show is that people start wondering, well, then how do I deal with calcium? Do I supplement? Do I not supplement? Dairy? The way you take care of your calcium in a normal physiological manner is by normalizing your blood levels of vitamin D. And I'm talking about something along the range of 50 to 90 or 100 nanogram per cc. It has to be a blood test to tell if you're doing it right. But when you have your vitamin D in that range, the vitamin D allows you to absorb and disseminate and assimilate the amount of calcium you need on a daily basis from your diet without the assistance of extraordinarily high calcium foods, and certainly in the absence of any calcium supplementation.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Let's talk a little bit about natural sources of magnesium. What should people be eating to get magnesium that they're not apparently doing?
You know, Marty, I really don't have a laundry list of what the best foods are at the top of my head, except to say that there aren't any significant foods that I know of that if you put a specific focus on them in your diet, you're going to satisfy your need for magnesium. Unfortunately, I see no way for anybody, and I said anybody, to maintain a normal magnesium status in their body without some form of magnesium supplementation. It's just, and you know, people say, well, that's not natural. You should be able to eat a good organic diet and not need anything else. Well, yes, if we lived in an ideal world without external toxins, without infections in our mouth, using up our antioxidants and needing to be supplied, and if our livers still have the ability to make vitamin C, then maybe under those circumstances of a Garden of Eden type of existence, a good organic diet could take care of all your needs. But that's just not the case. So
it would also have to be low stress also.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I know of no way to maintain normal magnesium status without magnesium supplementation.
Well, that's a great point. And you certainly aren't going to get yourself even on the road to getting enough if you're eating a lot of processed foods, because the magnesium is contained in whole real foods and not after it's been through the factory. So that's true.
I don't want the people to think listening to think that I'm minimizing or putting down the importance of a good, even perfect diet, properly digested. Absolutely. Those are critical. They do so much to support your health. I just want to emphasize, because there's a substantial number of people out there who just think supplementation is just completely unnecessary if I eat the right diet. And unfortunately, what I'm saying is the science does not support that. That does not mean that you're not better off, much better off, with a good organic diet, well digested, than with hitting McDonald's five times a week.
Yeah, if people want to go to some primitive population somewhere and become a hunter-gatherer, then we can have this talk again, but that's not likely to happen. And another thing that people will ask is, well, gosh, maybe I should have a test to see if I need more. How useful are the blood tests for magnesium?
It's a good question, because a blood test, when it's low, that means the magnesium in your body is really low. It's not only low in your blood, but the blood is reflecting the state of magnesium in your tissues and inside the cells where most of your magnesium is found. And if there's not enough magnesium inside the cell to support a normal level of magnesium in your blood, then it means your total magnesium is severely normal. Now, on the other hand, when you have a quote unquote magnesium level that comes back as normal, that's obviously much better than a frankly low level, but it by no means is an assurance that you've still optimized magnesium levels inside your cell.
Some of the nutritionists recommend a red blood cell magnesium, which is harder to get. That is more indicative of what's in the cells. But still, you need magnesium, so why not just take it?
Exactly. The point I was going to make is there are some tests, they're a little exotic, but they're good, where they do a swab underneath the tongue that actually looks at the amount of magnesium inside your cells, which has been correlated very well to biopsy studies in the muscle that shows it reflects very well intracellular magnesium. But ultimately, that's still not necessary, because you're not going to overdo magnesium supplementation. You're just not. You can overdo it with intravenous, but not with oral.
And if you are getting close to overdoing it, your digestive system will let you know. You will.
That's right. Just like vitamin C. I mean, that's how they clean you out for a colonoscopy, is magnesium citrate.
Yeah. And when we come back, we can touch briefly on the types of magnesium supplements, and we'll give the contact information again and how you get the information on using hydrogen peroxide in a nebulizer, because we aren't through. Well, I guess we're through with it, but COVID doesn't seem to be through with us. So we'll be right back with Dr. Tom Levy. Don't go away.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation, or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Any dentist can drill and fill cavities, make crowns, and whiten teeth. But did you know there is a type of dental practice that focuses on your overall health? Dr. Philip R. Coslow is what natural health experts recommend, a holistic or biological dentist. Dr. Coslow has long been a mercury-free dentist, but he has also practiced safe amalgam removal for 15 years, following the guidelines of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. It is also an important health factor that Dr. Coslow uses only restorative materials that are free of toxins and compatible with your unique chemistry. He offers low-dose digital radiography and strives to make the office friendly to the environment. Dr. Coslow's staff is exceptionally skilled and caring. His relaxing and inviting office is conveniently located in North Dallas off the tollway. Follow the Coslow link on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call for an appointment at 972-458-2464. That's 972-458-2464.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Hopefully, Dr. Tom Levy will agree to come back on the Healthy by Nature show, because there's never enough time. We've got more questions and he has way more answers. I want to give you his email address so that you can get the packet of information that he has offered to send you, and that's T-E-L-E, like the beginning of television, T-E-L-E-V-Y-M-D at yahoo.com. And in the description of today's show, in the archives, under Listen, in the menu, hbnshow.com's menu, you'll see Listen in the archives, and this week's date, and I'll have links to his website. I will repeat that email address and provide you a link so you don't have to go looking for it, to the book, free ebook, Rapid Virus Recovery, which everybody should know about. And one of the things that it talks about is...
And that will be in the packet of information too, Marty.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And that's a source of oxygen that would help, I presume, after... When we're talking about long COVID, that's another source of helping to get rid of the residual. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, there's good evidence that chronic COVID, they've actually continued to isolate the virus in the stool. And the virus is also in the stool because, like so many other viral infections, when you're quote unquote over them, you still have a chronic colonization of the virus or the pathogen in your nose and throat. And this is what the hydrogen peroxide nebulization is excellent at eradicating, because it not only goes through the biofilm that antibiotics cannot penetrate and no prescription drug can penetrate, it knocks out the biofilm and then eliminates the pathogen. And then you stop swallowing this 24/7 and continuing to feed the COVID virus or the other pathogens into your gut.
Yes, gut health is also important in this, in every process, but especially in this long COVID issue. We really don't have much time to talk about the types of magnesium. The one that I usually recommend against is magnesium oxide. Very inexpensive, but it seems more likely to cause people a loose stool without necessarily replenishing the cells. And there are a bunch of other types that are useful. One I take at night is magnesium 3-8, because it crosses the blood-brain barrier and is very relaxing. More the next time. Thank you so much, Dr. Tom Levy. Always a great pleasure. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Marty.
Thank you. Folks, tune in again next week. Get the podcast or go to the website and listen to the archives. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Wittekin. I'm a certified clinical nutritionist and your host.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It seems there is just never enough time on the radio. That's why I also write a weekly newsletter and blog. I've provided about 100 articles in our website library with health information, resources, and useful links. Topics include the ABCs of healthy eating, natural approaches to many diseases, facts on supplements, information about doctors and dentists, and so much more. Healthy by Nature doesn't sell anything, but I do recommend products and books that I think will benefit listeners. The website has archives of shows going back a bunch of years. Did you know you can subscribe to a free podcast of this show and listen whenever it is convenient on the device of your choice? Details about these resources are on hbnshow.com. Or to subscribe to my newsletter, you can also just send an email to info@hbnshow.com. I'd love to know where you are in the country, so please add your zip code. Visit healthybynatureshow.com or the shorter hbnshow.com.
Your host, Marty Wittekin, has a new book, The Probiotic Cure. It contains big surprises, especially for anyone who thought that probiotics were just for regularity. For example, the subtitle of the book is A Guide to Overcoming Allergies, Gum Disease, GERD, Colds, Flus, Colitis, Fatigue, Cholesterol, IBS, Constipation, Diabetes, Excess Weight, Psoriasis, Sinus Infection, Crohn's, and more. Wow! Marty condensed a virtual flood of scientific research into entertaining lay terms that help explain why individuals react so differently to medications, foods, and diseases. It turns out that our bacteria are a crucial part of our body's basic instruction manual. The Probiotic Cure is a practical guide to avoiding bad bacteria and protecting yourself by supporting the good guys. The book is also packed with science-based advice on general health and answers to common health complaints. The Probiotic Cure is available from most booksellers and is competitively priced on healthworksmart.com or call 877-673-2536.